Blog Talk Radio.
We are back. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Christian Talk Radio with T-Mar and Tusila, also known as TNT. And I have my little TNT bird with me. How are you today, Pastor Tusila?
I'm feeling blessed today. I have to say that. Quite of all
good.
Things, I'm feeling blessed. Feeling the presence of
yes.
the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And, yep, right. It's a place God has put, saved up for all of us. Secret place.
Mm-hmm.
of the Most
oh,
High.
Oh, that's right. That secret place mm-hmm. of the Most High God. And that's
right.
what we always encourage people to make sure you get into that secret place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
well,
I want to... Say hi to all our friends and family that's listening, and pray that you get blessed tonight. We have some really fired up stuff that the Lord wants the body to know.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to start off by having some of you to go ahead and pick up your phones and grab your computers, go to your inbox, text your family, friends, and anybody, your in-laws, your outlaws, and everybody, tell them to dial in right now. The number is 646-668-8537. Make sure you give them that number if they want to dial in. Once again, it's 646-668-8537. Or they just might want to listen from their computer. If that's the case, just go to the link on Facebook. And to my Facebook page, or if I'm your friend already, just go to my page on Facebook and click on the link to listen from your computer. It's a picture. Click on the picture, or if it's a link there, click on the link. And you can listen from your computer tonight, and all this week. And just wherever you see the post for this particular show, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on Twitter, Alignable, wherever you might see it, just click on the link and you can listen to it from your computer. Also, don't forget to tune in to T-Meyer and Tasila on Facebook and Facebook Live. You can catch us on Facebook Live and on YouTube. And it's our program is called The Message of Life. Yes, it's on hsbn.tv. It's called The Message of Life. You can catch us in many ways. You can have your eyes open for Facebook Live. You can catch us on YouTube. You can go right to hsbn.tv and put in The Message of Life with T-Meyer and Tasila McCain. Or you can go to our webpage, churchofjesuschristministry.com, and just go ahead and navigate through there and click on media, and it will take you right to The Message of Life with T-Meyer and Tasila McCain. And it'll take you right to hsbn.tv, and you can just click on any one of the messages that you want to hear. It's a lot of messages there, and you can click on any one that might seem interesting to you. Okay, and I'm positive you will be blessed. As a matter of fact, we will just say it by the Spirit of the Lord. Listen to the messages and be blessed. May the Lord open up your mind, open up your understanding. Don't forget we have a book, Who is God Unveiling the Mystery? Who is God Unveiling the Mystery? This is also available on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble. And it's by Pastor T-Meyer McCain. Who is God Unveiling the Mystery? By Pastor T-Meyer McCain. And you can also get that on our website, too. You can go to the website, click on books, and then it'll take you right to Amazon. It'll take you right to Amazon, and you can click and go ahead and order the book, okay? Now, if you're looking for a place to worship, you can come and worship with us at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. We're located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Every Sunday, our services start at 1:30 p.m., so come and join us. That's Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786, and our services start at 1:30 p.m. You will have a great time if you came, and the Spirit of the Lord will be with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, so then, what's next? Here's what's next. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
We got the power.
I can feel it in my bones. Lord, I got the power.
You are listening to Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila, also known as TNT, and it is TNT time. But wait a minute, what is this? What's this? You hear that? What? Well, then, you know what it is. You know what that means. That means that it's TNT time, and, well, what are we talking about today, Pastor Tasila?
Oh, we're talking about deliverance and warfare, and I want to ask a question with that. I want to ask, do anybody that's listening feel that they need deliverance? And, you know, when we're strong in the Lord and the power of his might, we're Christians walking, we always say, no, I'm good. But the Lord says in Romans 3:23, for we all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God. And that we all need to do a power check. What's a power check? You got to check. Go over yourself sometime. All of us have need of deliverance from time to time. And there are no exceptions. I know we think that we're all perfect and righteous and good, but as we grow in the Lord and in our discernment, we can begin to understand that we need spiritual victory in certain areas of our lives. Every area hasn't lined up to the fullness of Christ yet. So there's some areas you need victory in. And many times as believers, we can sense hindrances in our lives that keep us from living fully in the Spirit. And deliverance is an ongoing process in our life of a believer. So don't, you know, what I don't like about the Christianity now is the mask. Let's take all the mask off because we're going to stand before the Lord and we're not going to be able to wear anything. But now we got to make sure that we line up with him in his word. And deliverance, don't ever be ashamed of, is an ongoing process in the life of a believer. And it's also a gift to us from God to keep us from being tormented by the enemy and living in our own cycle of bondage. You know, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. If you don't get rid of something, the Lord will take you through something. If you don't get rid of it, then you go through the cycle again. Until you realize you have to get rid of it. So sometimes we can't see everything, and the Holy Spirit has to show it to us. But we still feel that we have some emotional problems, mental problems, speech problems, sexual problems, addiction, physical infirmities, and sometimes religious errors. And so I was going through this book, and this book, this guy is so good at calling out all of these things, and his name is John Eckert, and I was going over it, and I said, I really do want to present this to the body, because a lot of times, we as Christians, we just struggle, and we don't realize why we're struggling, and what doorways that may be open, and if something is there that is not of God, how we need to get rid of it or how to fight against it. And so I'm going to just go over some of the things and walk you through how we could seek for help for what you discover when you see some of these things. And you may yourself or you may know someone else need deliverance from it. And here's some of the things. If you were conceived in adultery or fornication, this can open the door for the spirit of lust. A lot of times people battle with lust and they don't know why. And it's like a generational spirit that was passed down because you was born in it. Your parents contemplated an abortion. This can open the door for spiritual rejection and death and fear. You were given up for adoption. This can open the doors for spirits also of abandonment. You were abandoned by one or more parents. You know, some parents don't like kids. They're cold towards and indifferent towards their children. And this can open the door up for fear and abandonment. You were an orphan. That is also can be give you a spirit of rejection. You were abused as a child. This can open the door for spirits of fear and hurt. You were raped or molested. This opens the door for the spirit of lust, shame, and hurt. Your mother had a difficult pregnancy with you. This can open the door for spirits of fear that enter through trauma. Your mother had a long, hard labor, and not just the pregnancy, but the labor of the pregnancy. This can open up spirits of fear also. You almost died during the first years of your life. This can open up the doors of the spirit of death and premature death. You had imaginary playmates. This can open the doors of spirits of loneliness. You have been chronically ill all of your life. This can open the door of spirits of infirmity and death. You have suffered from handicap from childhood. This can open the door of the spirit of rejection, shame, and fear. You were exposed to pornography early in life. This can open up the door of spirit of perversion. You saw something traumatic, such as a murder or a fatal accident. And this can open up the door of spirits of death. You grew up in a war zone. This can open up the doors to spirits of fear and death. You have been ridiculed all your life. This can open the door to spirits of rejection, fear, and self-rejection. You ran away from home early in life. This can open up the door also for rebellion and rejection. You have been chronically depressed. This can open the door of spirits of depression, rejection, sadness, and loneliness. So this, all these things I'm naming, it might not be yourself, but it might be your auntie, your mother, your grandmother, people that you know. You have been diagnosed as manic depressant or schizophrenic. This can open the door of spirits of rebellion, rejection, or root of bitterness that you might have within. You have a learning disability. This can open the door to spirits of rejection and fear. And, you know, I know people that stutter and they have learning disabilities. And then sometimes they don't realize they have other things that came along with that. And this is the time to be delivered from tormenting spirits, not to just judge people on what they have. But if you know someone that has these things that we're naming off, that you pray for them, intercede for them. You have been incarcerated. This can open the door to the spirit of rejection, shame, and depression. And we all know someone that's been incarcerated, and they are living in a shame and a depression from being feeling captured. Your parents were alcoholics. This can open the door to spirits also. See, it's many things. Your parents went through a divorce or a separation. This opens the door also for other spirits. Your parents argued and fought in the home. This can open up the doors also. You are angry or bitter with your parents, brothers, or sisters. This can open the door of spirits of anger and bitterness. You were exposed to drugs at an early age. This can open the door of the spirit of rebellion and witchcraft. And you know we see a lot of that out in the street, homelessness, and is mostly from all of these things. You are a homosexual or lesbian, or you were introduced to these lifestyles. This can open the door to the spirit of lust and perversion. You have a history of sexual perversion. This can be a manifestation of spirits of lust and perversion. You have been an accident prone all your life. This is a sign of a curse. When you're always falling, tripping, having an accident, something is connected to that. And you have to look at them. You have to ask God to bind and ask those things to be bound off of you. A lot of things are done, and the spirit realm is real. But a lot of people don't want to realize that the spirit realm is real. They just want to think it's just this natural realm that we live in. But when you understand all these things, you know what to go after and ask God for deliverance. You have a history of poverty in your family's life. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of poverty and shame. You got to look at it. You have engaged in a lifestyle of cheating or theft. This can cause a manifestation of lying and deceit. When people engage in a lifestyle of always cheating and seeing how they can get away with something and thieving, comes lying and deceit. I remember when we were young, the older people used to say, if you lie, you steal, you cheat. And and you'd be like, I'm not all of that. But here in the Word, it says if you have engaged in a lifestyle of cheating or theft, this can be a manifestation of spirits of lying and deceit. You are or have been a chronic gambler or spendthrift. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of lust and addiction. You are addicted to alcohol, drugs, nicotine, food. This can be a manifestation of spirits of gluttony. You know, sometimes little stuff, people feel like that's so little, but it's still controlling you. And you're still 300 pounds, and it's weighing on your heart, and it causes early death. And it may be little, but it's causing a problem. You know, gluttony is eating too much food and drinking alcohol and doing drugs. You are afraid of being alone. I know a lot of people that sleep with their light on all night long. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of fear. You are afraid of leaving the house. I know someone that lives hasn't been outside yet since COVID. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of fear. It's starting to manifest. So when we see these things, we need to speak up against these things and come against these things. You are extremely uncomfortable around people. Oh, my God, I see that all the time where people, they just don't feel comfortable. They have social anxiety around others, and they're extremely uncomfortable. They can't even deal with people, and they said that this is a spirit of rejection and fear. You are intensely jealous of others. This can be a manifestation of jealousy and schizophrenia. You have hate. You hate certain groups of people, like black people, white, Hispanic, and so on. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of bigotry. You were ever involved with the occult. This can open the door to the spirits of witchcraft and the occult. And sometimes people do things when they're young. You have to learn that you don't do that anymore, but those spirits are still there and they're still following you. So I urge you, if you play with Ouija boards or you've been around people reading tarot cards or you had your palms read and all those things when you were young and you feel like it's nothing, it's still a witchcraft spirit and it's still an occult spirit, and it's still hankering around that you need to renounce. You have a history of Freemasonry in your family. You know, people feel like the Masons is nothing, and this can open door to the spirit of witchcraft and occultism also. That is a demonic group of people. You have attended a seance. Wow. This can open the door to spirits of witchcraft, sorcery, divination, and the occult. You are attracted to or have gone to readers, advisors, psychics, and this opens up the doors for divination and witchcraft. You were involved in martial arts. And I don't mean just taking your kids, having them do the karate stuff and all that. I'm talking about the next level when you can open up the doors.
Yeah, the spiritual part of it.
Mm-hmm. Mind control.
Yeah.
Where you control weapons in the air. You can stop things. Spirits, yeah, it's witchcraft and occult. You are involved in yoga. People don't feel like yoga. You can get to the next level in yoga and transcendental meditation, and it can open up the spirit of mind control and occult also. You are involved in a false religion. This can open the doors of confusion and deception. And something that you've been involved in, and if it wasn't right, and you found out, but yet you was a participant, you have to renounce, repent, and ask God to remove those spirits from around you. You were involved in an abortion. This can open the door to some murder and guilt. And once you repent about something like that, you leave it at the feet of the Lord. You can't keep carrying that. But if it's a demon bothering you, you have to recognize that the tormenting spirit is not God, it's the demon that came with that. Murder and guilt. Guilt is a demon because God didn't come to put that on us. So you have gone through a divorce, separation, or a bad relationship. This can open the door to spirit of hurt, control, and rejection. I know a lot of people that like to control a lot of other people, and it's because they lost control of just a bad relationship. You have been controlled by your parents or any other person or group of people. This can open the door to spirits of mind control, fear. You have chronic headaches or mental confusion. This can be a manifestation of spirits of mind control and confusion. And that mind control spirit is called Leviathan, and you have to break off those tentacles off of his, off of your head, and ask God to break the powers of darkness from and the power of confusion from off of your mind. You have a difficult time reading the Bible or praying. This can be a manifestation of Leviathan spirit, and the Leviathan spirit is the spirit of pride. You have a difficult time attending church. This can be a manifestation of Leviathan also, the spirit of pride. You have a difficult time worshiping or praising God. This can be a manifestation of Leviathan spirit, the spirit of pride, because you think the prideful spirit comes from the devil. You have been, you hate, you just cannot stand being touched by people. This can be a manifestation of spirits of fear, of giving and receiving love. I know people like that. They cannot receive love and they can't give love. And this is a manifestation. This is not good. You just do not like people touching you. You are afraid of trusting people or getting close to people. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of rejection and distrust. You are a chronic liar. This can be a manifestation of spirits of lying and deception. You are a chronic daydreamer, manifestation of rejection and fantasy. You are tormented by nightmares and bad dreams. This is fear and torment. You have a problem with masturbation. This can be a manifestation of spirits of lust and perversion. You dress provocatively or seductively. This can be a manifestation of spirits of lust and harlotry. You wear too much jewelry. This can be a manifestation of a spirit of rejection and self-rejection. You have been tattooed or have multiple piercings. This can be rejection and rebellion also. You gossip, slander, murmur constantly always speaking against what you don't like. This can be a manifestation of spirits of jealousy and rebellion. You have attempted suicide or thought of killing yourself. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of rejection and rebellion and suicide. You desire constant attention. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of rejection. You constantly backslide and leave the church. This can be a manifestation of double-mindedness. You go from church to church. This can be a manifestation of double-mindedness. You have a problem letting go of the past. This can be a manifestation of unforgiveness and bitterness. You are paranoid and think people are out to get you. This is a spirit of fear, distrust, and paranoia. You are or have been a member of legalistic church. This can open the door to spirits of religion, mind control, and witchcraft. You had a controlling pastor or came controlling church or denomination. This opens the door to spirits of witchcraft and religion and control. You are still grieving of the death of a loved one, although it has been years. This opens the door to the spirit of grief. You constantly hear voices. This be a manifestation of schizophrenia and paranoia. You have a difficult time keeping jobs, finding jobs, paying your bills. This is a manifestation of poverty and vagabonds. You are always taken advantage of, abused, or misused by others. This is open doors to the spirit of rejection and abuse. You have had miscarriages or barren. This can open a door to infirmity and barrenness. You are asthmatic, have sinus problems, or epilepsy. This opens the door to the spirit of infirmity. Just telling you guys, and you hear me, you pray and ask God, no one is exempt from having to go through things, but you have to ask God if you feel like any of these things are befitting to you, that he will deliver you from all these things. If you have psychic ability and read people's minds or know things, the Lord, it's just spiritual. This can be a manifestation of the occult spirit, familiar spirit. You were dedicated to the devil at an early age. This can open the door to witchcraft and death. Some people that are listening, some of you all didn't have a choice. You were born into some mess. You were dedicated into some mess before you even had a say-so about it. You have been rebellious and disobedient all your life. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of rejection, rebellion, and double-mindedness. You blame other people for all your problems. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of accusation. You can't rest. You have insomnia. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of restlessness and torment. And I am going to give it to Pastor T because it is so many things. And I, it's just stuff about being lazy. You don't keep yourself clean. You're addicted to dieting. You're overly concerned about your appearance. You're ugly and unattractive. You're a workaholic and to exhaustion. You are overly religious, which can be legalism and a religious spirit. You have a hard time believing God loves you. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of rejection, self-rejection, doubt, and unbelief. You are afraid of losing your salvation. You are preoccupied with death and dying. You are a vagabond or wanderer. You have hard time submitting to authority. You are unapproachable and hostile towards people. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of anger, hatred, rejection, and rebellion. It is so many things, and we deal with so many people. And so when you're dealing with different people, and if you can understand that people go through things, and sometimes people need to be delivered from these things. And when we get to, I don't know what Pastor T is going to have to say, but I just wanted to bring some of these things that some people, they are attracted to guns and weapons, and some people are afraid of demons, afraid of deliverance. They don't want to even be subjected to deliverance, and this can be a manifestation of a spirit of fear. I've seen that on people. It's so many things. You know these things. If you're hearing them and we're bringing them out, we're like coming against them, and we're opening up to you so that you can see that these things exist, and people do have them. And these are some of the things that you can help pray for them for when you see these things manifest. And it's even down to if you have ever murdered someone or have a desire to kill someone. It could be, you know, the spirit of murder and death, so that you can recognize these things and you can come against it, because that's what we're wrestling, not with flesh and blood, but with spirits and high-level principality demons, and that's how we are fighting them. We have to come against them with the blood of the Lord. And if you are afraid of the police, they even have that down here. You can be manifesting the spirit of fear, stuff like that. So I know Pastor T wants to get in and have something that he wants to say about it, but I just wanted to bring all these to your mind so that you could see that some things are attached to spirits. And even some of the things they have down here, like, if you have a desire to be naked and expose your body, this can be a sign of demonization. And sometimes we get used to seeing things, and we have to see that the enemy is manifesting right in our faces. And sometimes he's manifesting through us in different areas from things that we haven't allowed God to cleanse us from and take care of. And so I just want to ask Pastor T, what does he have to say?
Well, first of all, I got to say that, man, a lot of these things that you brought out, I mean, we are really in a war. And many of us are in bondage to things that we need deliverance. So here it is, the army of God, right in the midst of warfare, we ourselves need deliverance from many things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think sometimes, Pastor Tosila, sometimes we forget that we're in a war with the evil of this world until something crazy pops up, and then we see clearly, you know, that we're in a war. But we can always, you know, it's so funny how all of us, you know, I'm saying all of us, talking about Christians, but all of us Christians, we can see the enemy with no problem when others are being attacked, even our fellow
right.
sisters and brothers, you know, in the Lord.
Right.
But when when we are attacked, when we get attacked by the enemy ourselves, we can come in, you know, and this attack, by the way, can come in many areas of our lives, whether it's financial, our health, our jobs, our children, our husbands, or our wives. We get upset when people do things to us purposely, you know, challenging us to fight, you know, pushing that button, or they just straight out, or when people just straight out lie on us, and especially when we're tempted. You see, when these things happen to us, we tend to forget who we are and whose we are. Instead of being a powerful soldier in the army of God, we immediately become victims. It's because we look in the natural, and that's all we seem to focus on. We forget that there is a God in heaven. You know, there's a God in heaven who fights our battles. And sometimes we take matters into our own hands, and that never turns out good, because most of the time we let our anger overtake or control us, you know, or if not that, then we'll have a pity party, you know. So we must always keep in mind that we are fighting spirits working through people, and companies and organizations, police departments, and especially witches and warlocks in disguise, spirits that keep us, and here's the thing, spirits that keeps us in inward sins. And you named a lot of things, Pastor Tosila. You know, Paul tells us who we are fighting in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We tend to forget that, you know. We look at the person instead of the spirit that's governing or running the person. We fight against people in high places and government, in the spiritual realm, you know, with witchcraft in some form. These are the things that we're fighting with on a regular basis, and some of us aren't even aware of it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. Remember that. On the contrary, they, or we, have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. This is a constant warfare. This is a constant thing that we must do. We're not only fighting against the attacks that are within, but the attacks that are without, with demons and people. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 and through 15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. That's why we can't get caught up into it. In order for us to fight perfectly, we must have the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus is going to build his church by the pure, true, and perfect revelation of who he is. And that can only be given to us by God the Father himself, as it is written in Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, talking to Peter, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, Simon, son of John, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. It will be revealed to us also by our Father in heaven. But we must be alert and watchful. God wants to truly unveil Jesus Christ, really the glory of him, really unveil him to us. But we must be alert, watchful. We must be ready so that we will not have to get ready, something that you always say, Pastor Tosila. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, be alert and of sober mind. Christians, stay alert. Be alert. Don't drown yourself with things that's going to put you in a false state of mind, no matter what it is. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. Therefore, we must stay strong for ourselves and for all of our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Ephesians 6, verse 10 and 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. As long as we stand strong in the Lord, we will be more than conquerors, as it is written in Romans chapter 8, verse 37. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's allow God to open our spiritual eyes so that we can see who fights on our behalf. As it is written in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 through 21, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of his of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power, far above demons, and far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. This is who we have on our side. So now we have, now we are free to fight in the Holy Spirit. We fight in the holy name of Jesus Christ, because we not only have the backing of heaven, but the backing of God the Father himself. So how do we fight? Well, the first thing we have to do, like James tells us in James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When we totally submit to God, we totally submit to God and give him all of ourselves and truly love and obey him, then we have the power to resist the devil, and he will truly flee. We do. We're in a war, and we need deliverance. Understand that the only way we can deliver and be a blessing to others is for us to be delivered ourselves. How can we deliver someone when we need deliverance? And once delivered, don't get entangled again in the things of the world. As it is written in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. We must know that no matter what we are going through, we need the Lord to deliver us. We must know who he is. We must recite this particular scripture continually. It's Psalms 32, verse 7. Say this to the Lord, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Don't hesitate. Call on the Lord and he will answer you. Psalm 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. We are his righteous ones, so when we cry out to the Lord, he will answer. Psalm 34, verse 17, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. We are the ones destined to be full, manifested sons of God, a people full of faith. We are overcomers. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the ones who believe in Jesus, who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. We believe and acknowledge who our God is. We should say the same words that's written in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 2 and 3. He said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior. From violent people you save me. Even if we need inward deliverance from the bondage of Satan or and his demons, as James says in, in James chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let him pray. Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call on the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up, and if they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. The Lord heals, delivers, and forgives us of our sins. He is a good God. When the children of Israel was in bondage to Egypt, they called on the Lord God, and he raised up Moses to deliver them. Although Moses was reluctant at first, but he did manage to submit to God's will. Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 and through 14. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. In other words, he stuttered. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you should say. And he said, O my Lord, Moses still trying to resist. He said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. In other words, he said, Lord, send somebody else. And check this out. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. You don't want the anger of the Lord to be kindled against you because you don't want to obey God's command. Obey. Even in God's anger, he still provided a way for Moses to be successful in delivering his people. He sent him help. He sent Aaron, his brother, to be his mouthpiece. You see, every time the children of Israel were in rebellion and strayed away from the Lord and got themselves in bondage, God would deliver them because they would call on his holy name. And he raised up people to deliver them. For example, he raised up Gideon to deliver the people from the Midianites. He even sent David, King David, before he was king, to deliver the children of Israel from the Philistines. And now, in this hour, he is sending us to deliver the people mentally, physically, and spiritually from the evil of the world and from the wrath of God, which is to come upon the ungodly. Make no doubt about it, God's wrath is coming upon the ungodly. So what do I have to say? I'll end with this. Get into the flow of the Holy Spirit, because we are in a war. Prepare yourselves by asking God to deliver you from bondage, whatever it might be, so that you can deliver others and fight for them. Fighting in the name and under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, and for the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
you
the
know,
Lord.
I just want to bring up another form also, and that's soul ties. And a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it can come from fornication and practicing things that with other people you shouldn't be. But soul ties are formed as a result of different types of relationships with people that are ungodly. And ungodly soul ties can call a person to be manipulated, controlled by others, and causing a person to live in disobedience to God. So a lot of times people don't know they have to renounce those soul ties. And sometimes, you know, people may ask the question, can a person deliver himself of demons? And that's, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That
yes,
you
indeed.
Really can. How and yeah, how is that person can deliver himself? How can you? As a believer, you know, we feel like we have to go to someone else and that they have the authority. But as a believer, you have the same authority and moving
right.
into deliverance. And
mm-hmm.
you have the, because you have the authority in Jesus' name. And that's something that Jesus promised us. He said, in my
mm-hmm.
name, they shall cast out devils. That means out of yourself too. Usually a person needs mm-hmm. to learn how to go about self-deliverance after a person has experienced an initial deliverance at the hands of by someone else, because we always think we have to go to other people and get delivered,
right.
but you don't. And this is very, after you have received deliverance through the ministry of other ministers, you can practice self-deliverance. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can see what they did, what they said. This is important. Take spiritual responsibility
mm-hmm.
for your own life. Don't depend on anyone else for your spiritual well-being. Confess the word over your life. Pray strong prayers that root out the enemy. Do not allow self-pity to hold you back. Stir yourself up to pray. And this is a key
mm-hmm.
to an overcoming lifestyle when you stir up yourself. And those who experienced deliverance either came or were brought to Jesus, and you know that. They came on their own,
mm-hmm.
made up their mind, or someone said, I know someone that can help you. Someone brought them to them. But at any rate, an initiative was what it
mm-hmm.
takes, even with the Lord. Just let him know. It all begins with a decision. You can and you can open up your own mouth and give your own self-deliverance. A closed mouth, you know, doesn't get fed.
Right.
And
that goes for
mm-hmm.
healing as well, Pastor, to see you can lay hands on yourself
yeah.
and heal yourself. And heal, because the Lord has put the power in you to heal. If you can lay hands on somebody else and speak the word of God, you can lay hands on yourself and speak the word of God and be healed.
And that goes
healed
for people
delivered.
That are battling stress and pressure that often lead to emotional and physical problems. And Jesus spent
mm-hmm.
a considerable amount of time ministering to the oppressed. And multitudes came
mm-hmm.
to hear him in order to be healed and delivered from evil spirits. And you can
mm-hmm.
too. You don't have to, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes we don't know what the tormentor is doing, you know, and how he's operating. And I hope we brought out more things than you ever could think of. They even have more things that we could be delivered from. But all you do is ask
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit, help me. Bring up these things so that I could get rid of them and so I can live a joyful, free life in you, free, because there's liberty in Christ. And God is here to deliver us all from any type of bondage that we might be suffering, that even someone else has put on us or we brought on ourselves. It doesn't matter.
Amen.
We got to get free.
Amen. Well, that does it for tonight, everybody. We will see you all next week. God bless you. God bless you all. Bye-bye.